Hello, I'm Dr. Scott Wattier.
And I'm Tommy Welling, and you're listening to the Fasting for Life podcast.
This podcast is about using fasting as a tool to regain your health, achieve ultimate wellness, and live the life you truly deserve.
Each episode is a short conversation on a single topic with immediate actionable steps. We cover everything from fat loss and health and wellness to the science of lifestyle design.
We started Fasting for Life because of how fasting has transformed our lives, and we hope to share the tools that we have learned along the way. Hey everyone, welcome to the Fasting for Life podcast. My name is Dr. Scott Wattier, and I am here as always with my good friend and colleague, Tommy Welling. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey Scott, how's it going?
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I am excited for today's conversation that we are going to have. This is something that I've lived the nightmare through. You know, people say living the dream. Well, this is one of those situations where, you know, it's a struggle point for some, and I can definitely relate to it. You and I have had many conversations about it, and, we've kind of come up with a new framework based on, all of the conversations with our challengers and our continuity group and coaching and all that, that, seems to be getting a good outcome for the majority of people that go through this simple step to really help get you back on track when the wheels have fallen off.
Yeah, that can be a tough spot where you know, the first step is recognizing that that's actually happened. But then the next question is, well, like, how do I pull myself out of that? How can I gain that level of control so that the next time it happens, I can actually pull myself out of the muck and get going on the right track again.
Yeah. So for pre-framing, if you're new to the podcast, you can go back and listen to some of the previous episodes. Give us a little grace back in the day when we started just over, you know, probably a year and a few months ago, January 2020. But there's been a lot of momentum since then. And if you have questions about what breaks fast or, you know, why we recommend OMAD or comparing the different fasting windows, we've got episodes and tons of information about that. You can get the Fast Start Guide on the website. But for to kind of pre-frame the situation that you just alluded to, Tommy, is when we are fasting, you know, we're going to be using what's called fast cycling. So we're going to be using certain fasting windows to accelerate the weight loss process, undo the underlying issue of insulin and weight loss resistance, help balance blood sugars, improve health metrics, et cetera, over the long term. But we need to take the macro approach first, which is, you know, this is a journey. You know, a lot of people have found us or have related to our story because of the yo-yo, the struggle. You're doing all the things right, but you're not getting the results. It doesn't stick. You gain 20, lose 20, gain 25, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So putting together a framework or a jig or a system to fall back on, you know, we take people through, you know, we've been through, you know, more advanced, faster, more aggressive weight loss. And there's no point in doing all that hard work if you can't enjoy the process to a certain degree or get the results to stick. Like, why lose the 40 pounds if you're just going to go give it all back again, right? Like, nobody wants to live in that. So as a framework for this conversation, you know, this little five-step kind of action plan for when the weekend gets away from you or for when the holiday, the vacation turns into, well, there goes the diet when you get back from vacay, right? Or, you know, the so-called, I don't like the term binge, but the so-called like, well, whoops, didn't mean to eat the whole
pizza. Don't know what happened there.
Yeah, don't know what happened. Or the cravings kick up because a high stress situation or a few nights of bad sleep or, you know, a monthly cycle or traveling or all these different life events that can happen. So we want to really give you some direct action steps on if you've been fasting for a while or if you're new to fasting, this is something that you can use to put a bow on the whoops and start getting back, immediately get back on track and just flip that switch.
Yeah. Yeah. Put it in a container, seal up the container, put the container behind you, and then start putting one foot in front of the other. You know, right back on track. And you know, how this comes about sometimes is, like if you have 50 pounds to lose and then you get on track with fasting, you understand it starts working for you quickly. You're enjoying the process and maybe you're down 10 or 15 or 20 pounds. And then all of a sudden, you know, a string of holidays comes up, or there was a vacation, or you kind of experienced fasting fatigue.
Or you hit a plateau. Yeah. Fasting fatigue is huge, or that dreaded plateau that everybody hears about.
Right. And then, and once that happens, that can be just a little bit demotivating. Slow down the progress. You take your foot off the gas and you take your eye off the prize. And then next thing you know, you wake up and, you know, a few weeks later, you know, habits are gone. You're not setting a fasting timer anymore. Scales ticking back up. How do you get back on track?
Yeah. How do you flip that switch? And it's interesting. It's come up a few times now. So to frame out a potential, you know, we've given you the triggers, right? We've mentioned a lot of the triggers that can happen. The happy hour that turns into the weekend, those types of things. So immediately when that happens, you just want to recognize that, hey, okay, yep, my intention was to eat one of the Girl Scout cookies, Thin Mints, but I had the half a sleeve, and then half the sleeve later, I was like, well, I might as well just finish these off so they're out of the house, right? Yeah, no matter how many times you put pizza in front of me, I'm going to have a struggle with it. And we want to create, you know, an end result, a life at the end of this process where you enjoy the day to day, you're at a comfortable weight, you're confident, you're healthy. You know, so we want to enjoy it as we go. So we want to make sure we have the pizza nights and the Girl Scout cookies and those things worked into the long-term plan, because omitting and restricting those things from your life forever is miserable, and nobody has the willpower to stick to that. And we've talked about that in previous episodes. So, fall off the wagon, happy hour turns into a weekend. And the first thing you want to do is acknowledge it and immediately plan your next meal.
Yeah. And with that acknowledgement, mentally moving past it, you know, so if you're prone to kind of those more like self-deprecating or like guilt, the feelings of guilt, acknowledge it, forgive yourself, and then let's get to the next step, which is, like you said, planning that next meal. What does that next meal look like? When? Set the appropriate timer for it. Make a deliberate plan for what you're going to eat and when, and then just get to the next step.
Yeah. So the first is like, I want to stay on this one for just a little bit longer, is that acknowledgement that it happened and giving yourself a hug and saying, it's fine. I'm going to start doing better right now. It's cool. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom. Here's my next plan. So that was fun. Now I know I may have a couple days of not feeling great. I may have some more cravings, be mentally ready, but immediately just take a second, 36 seconds to a minute of intentionality in the moment of enjoying and accepting what just happened, and then framing it with, okay, like you said, here's my next meal. I'm going to go until breakfast tomorrow, right? It might be lunch the previous day, or I'm not going to eat lunch today. I'm going to go to dinner. Whatever it is, put some intentional thought behind it and take the pressure off of yourself, like relieve the pressure valve, right? And just, acclimate to that moment and be like, okay, here's my plan. Here's what I'm going to do. Is step one, plan it. And then step two is do something active. And this is kind of open-ended, but, you know, avoid the boredom or avoid getting stuck in the mud in that moment. And it can be active either, you know, psychologically, physically, or socially. Now, I know socially nowadays is a little bit different depending on where you live and risk and all those different types of things, but getting out, doing something psychologically active, physically active, or socially active. So for me, I like to stimulate my brain. I like to read, go hop on the Peloton, right? Do a 20-minute ride, get my butt kicked. That's a physical thing. Social, make a phone call, phone a friend, right? Those are a few things that we can do to move you out of that moment of ugh and kind of take that next step after you set your plan.
Yeah, I think that's a good one, because remembering that sometimes, you know, the unhealthy eating or the snacking, the kind of mindless stuff, sometimes that's because we don't have, you know, anywhere else to put that energy or that thought process, you know, right in that moment. So
recognizing my mom used to say, don't eat. You're not hungry. You're bored.
You're bored. Right.
She was right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we've all done that, and just recognizing that might be the source of that behavior that you don't like and you don't want to repeat in that moment. So take your mind off of it, get away from the kitchen, away from the pantry, and, you know, go outside, do something, start a project, and, you know, set your timer along with it. And, you know, you'll be much better off.
Yeah. I had a conversation with one of our continuity members after the last challenge, and we hopped on a call. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, so what are the things that throw you off track? And he told me, and I said, okay, now we need to replace that with something else. So something right. that you enjoy doing that would be your reward, not driving by the donut shop and then going home and working out. Like mm-hmm. if you're not a big working out person, like don't be like, you know, go home and be like, I got to clean the bathroom. Like, don't do something that you don't enjoy doing. Like, you need to replace it with something that right. you like. Right. So it's that point, swap yeah. of the cue that creates the habit. And then we always try to fix the actual physical manifestation of it. You know, and stress is, you know, stress is one of those things that typically will cause a lot of the, you know, the falling off the plan. So yeah. being active psychologically, physically, or socially is number two. And then Tommy, number three, get off of the social technology/media. I could not remember the word commercial the other day. like, because we don't have cable or TV.
Hey, you blocked it out.
Yeah. I was like, Super Bowl commercials, right? So like everybody loves, you know, the Super Bowl commercials, like millions of dollars are spent right. just to get this little minute in front of your face, and it's food mm-hmm. and it's, you know, I don't even know what's Doritos. I remember that Pepsi, like all the stuff where you're like, no, get out of my face. And then the social media side of it, you said something profound the other day, where it's like, it's not real life.
No, it's not. And we heard it. We heard it described as a curated life. It is a curated yeah. life. It is like the best of the best of the best.
Highlight reel.
Yeah, it's the highlight reel. It's what everybody wants to show off, but it's not indicative of real life. So it's really hard to go onto social media, scroll through, see these, you know, beautiful pictures of, you know, people and food and experiences and houses and cars and all this stuff.
People and sitting then, on a beach eating a salad in a bikini, and you're like, okay, that makes me want to go eat the rest of the Thin Mints.
Right. Absolutely. Like it's really hard to see that stuff and feel great about whatever in the moment you have going on. Like it's almost never going to compare to what you see on social media. So it's tough. So getting away from that and knowing that can be, you know, can trigger things that we don't want, and it can take our eye off the prize. So let's just minimize some of that time and stay away from, you know, avoid some of that negative input.
Yeah. And I love the whole, like the active thing. So get active. You're going to boost your endorphins. Well,
yeah.
Sitting in front of the TV for me, I definitely tend to want to snack more, you know, binging a Netflix show. I can't even think of sure. one that we used to watch back in the day. Mm-hmm. Breaking Bad. Like that was, oh my gosh. Right. But yeah. I'm much more likely to indulge watching Breaking Bad than I am reading a book or, you know, doing something physically active, sure. right? Or making a phone call, right? I'm not going to be crunching on a bag of cheesy popcorn while I'm on the phone with grandma. She's not going to be able to hear me. So I like that framework of getting away from the social media, the TV, that kind of stuff. So you don't have that extra, you know, potential to make yourself feel bad or a potential to open up that window again. So, and then the fourth one is something that we've talked a lot about back in the day when it comes to body image and, you know, being realistic with the fact that that moment or that indulgence or that falling off of the wagon, the happy hour that turned into the weekend, whatever it is recognizing that that is not going to have a noticeable net negative effect on the long-term plan for your body, your weight, and your health.
Right, right.
Hey everyone, I want to tell you about an incredible company called Air Doctor Pro. You can go to airdoctorpro.com, use the promo code FASTINGFORLIFE to receive up to $300 off one of their amazing air filters. By supporting them, you're supporting us and the show. I want to tell you an incredible testimony. We now know that the indoor air is 2 to 5, sometimes up to 100 times more polluted than the outdoor air, according to the EPA. And my son has been struggling with sleep. He hasn't slept. He's over 2 years old. He hadn't slept through the night his entire life. My wife and I had done everything. We could not figure it out. We put an Air Doctor Pro in his room, and I am not kidding. The first night, he slept through the night. He went over 30 nights in a row for the first time ever, sleeping through the night. We don't know what it did or what was in the air because we've had our house tested, but whatever it's doing is allowing him to rest and sleep peacefully for the first time. And for that, it is absolutely priceless. Air Doctor Pro comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund. Minus shipping, head to airdoctorpro.com. Use the promo code FASTINGFORLIFE to receive up to $300 off any of their air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you'll also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in the special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. Use the promo code FASTINGFORLIFE.
The magnitude of the quote-unquote mistake, whatever the situation was that just happened, is going to be a drop in the bucket long term. It's not going to be worth your mental energy to be frustrated with yourself or to carry guilt around for the next, you know, few minutes, or let alone few hours or days. This is going to be, this is getting back to the first point of just acknowledging it, understanding it happened. What can I learn anything from it? Can I avoid, you know, whatever trigger was there that kind of led me to that behavior? And then let me just put one foot in front of the other and then go to the next step.
And to apply it to fasting specifically, the difference between, you know, a 23 and a 22 hour window. I didn't make it. Okay. Well, great. Do 22 hours for the next 2 weeks and see what happens. Right. Like, it's just, looking at like a compliance thing, it's like, all right, if I hit my fasting windows 80% of the time, you're going to have an incredible amount of victories and wins under your belt. So,
right.
You know, being realistic with the fact that that one situation is not going to have a dramatic effect on long term. You're not going to put on 2 pounds of fat overnight or over one vacation. It's, you know, draw a line in the sand, you know, put a plan, be active, you know, get off the tech. And then just in that, have that realization where it's like, okay, yeah, I got this. I'm back on track, you know, being realistic with, you know, hitting your windows too. So this isn't really one of the steps, but be less hard on yourselves sometimes. It creates almost like a stress response because we want this to be enjoyable and be something that you can see that the light is at the end of the tunnel where it's going to get you results where you haven't gotten them before. Right. So just be realistic, be a little bit more relaxed than sometimes, we've been programmed to be when it comes to the whole weight loss thing.
Yeah, this isn't about perfection, right? This is about progress over perfection.
Right.
If you find yourself setting the timers and consistently missing them, consistently not being able to hit them, maybe they're a little too far off right now. Maybe it's time to back that off just a little bit. If you're failing consistently at a 23 hour timer, well, maybe it should be a 16 or an 18 hour timer for the next week or so, right? So do that for a little while and then find yourself hitting those wins, getting the mental reps in, building up that fortitude
and that confidence behind it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I was just like, we're in an audio medium, but I was like just moving my hands like, yeah. And then you just continue. You start at 16, you add an hour, so on and so forth.
Get the ball rolling. So
being realistic with you and then also the situation, I love it. And then the last one is don't compensate or pile it on, right? So going through, don't be too, how I want to word this one is, on the fly here, Tommy, is don't be too drastic.
Mm-hmm.
Like don't compensate with over dramatizing the situation. Don't be like, oh man, I'm going to set a timer for 7 days and you've never gone past 36 hours before. Right.
Right.
So, there's
not setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah, there's no need to have reparations for that one little situation that you're trying to frame and come out of. So I really like the end result here, which is these four or five things, however you want to number them, I should say, it gives you an idea of where to go in with the next part of this conversation, which is if you've been kind of stuck or you've been kind of fatigued with it or just not really engaged. This can allow you to flip the switch and get back into kind of pushing the envelope and maybe breaking through that plateau or re-engaging in your why you started this process of using fasting as a way to lose weight, regain your health, et cetera. So I really like that framework too.
Yeah. And that's a question we get a lot is okay, well, I was hitting it hard for a little while there, getting good results. And then I just kind of felt myself back off or slow down, or it kind of became a little tougher to, you know, maintain hitting windows over and over again. But like, how do I flip it back on? Like, I just, I'm having trouble kind of getting back on track and getting back into that more vigilant kind of fat loss mode. And I think getting into the framework that we just laid out, taking those little pieces of control back, just those little steps, and then maybe backing off the levels of the window, making it a little easier for maybe a week or two to hit those wins and get the confidence and just get in those the wins and the reps.
Yeah.
Makes it that much easier to kind of flip the switch back on.
Yeah. And as I typically do, I'm very bad at paraphrasing. So I'm probably going to bastardize this quote, but it's like 10,000 hours to mastery or something. Like, I can't remember who wrote the concept, but it's like those repetitions get you that long-term, you know, result. So, you know, we've talked many times about the research about habits versus goals and all those different like layers that come with it. But yeah, if you're finding yourself repeating the same mistakes, then I like using this framework to potentially pull you out of that, get you unstuck, and then also allow you to kind of flip the switch if you've been fasting for a while with some substantial weight loss. So it's all part of the process, all part of the journey. I like the way that one of our calls ended recently, where the feeling of needing to always be improving and always be pushing so hard sometimes can also create an issue. So we really want everyone to enjoy this process, be happy through the process. And that's one of the coolest things that I've seen in the Fasting for Life community group. So if you guys are listening and you're new, or if you need a place to be in a like-minded arena with other people that are on a similar journey that are uplifting and encouraging, we have the Fasting for Life community group on Facebook. You can just request access. You can post questions. You can look for, you know, accountability partners if you want to do a longer fast. Got some cool basics, got some great moderators. It's a really great close-knit place where you don't have to worry about getting the, you're not eating response what? When you tell somebody you're fasting, right? So new or experienced, you're welcome. Tommy, any final thoughts as we wrap up today's conversation around kind of, you know, the four or five ways to kind of get back on track after some form of indulgence or life event that kind of kicks you off the rails.
Yeah. I think especially if you're newer to fasting, or if you haven't seen a whole lot of success just yet, cause you're kind of just getting going with it, you haven't really found your groove yet. It can be easy to bring over some of the need for that perfectionist mentality that goes along with kind of the diet struggles and the yo-yo and the weight loss roller coaster. So leaving some of that stuff at the door and remembering that this is about progress over perfection. And, you know, there will be some of those struggle points, and there will be times when you kind of need to pull yourself up by your bootstraps a little bit. These little things, these little takeaways, these small wins, ways to kind of pause, reset, mentally separate for a second, and then get going in the right direction again, are going to be, you know, really important as part of the journey, and just another tool in your tool belt to keep the momentum going and keep getting results.
Great. And if you've been fasting for a while and you've fallen off or you want to get back into it, we have a free resource on the website. It's the Fast Start Guide. It's a six-step guide. That's six simple steps to put one meal a day fasting into your life. If you are more on the intermittent side with a 16-8 window or somewhere in between, you can simply use those same six steps. Just pick your fasting window in step one, and then you slowly increase those hours until you get to a level of comfort and result that you've been looking for. So if you want to get that, head over to our website, www.thefastingforlife.com. That is www.thefastingforlife.com. download, get out, sign up for our newsletter. And hopefully we'll see you in our Fasting for Life community group as well. Tommy, thank you, sir, for the conversation. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.
So you've heard today's episode, and you may be wondering, where do I start? Head on over to thefastingforlife.com and sign up for our newsletter, where you'll receive fasting tips and strategies to maximize results and fit fasting into your day-to-day life.
While you're there, download your free Fast Start guide to get started today. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to leave us a 5-star review, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Fasting for Life.